Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's bring in David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. We've had a busy, busy morning. And obviously, there's so much to talk about with you, whether it's Epstein stuff, Powell, Tulsi Gabbard. I guess it's a little more niche than the other two, but the Powell stuff intrigues me because Powell's like, listen, he's not going to be, he might end up cutting rates, and but he's not, he seems like he's pretty steadfast in not backing down from just doing his job. And yesterday, even, you know, in front of the president, he sort of corrected him and it worked out okay, I guess.
I guess. I mean, look, he's in office until, next spring. So, and Trump's not going to fire him. He's got support in Congress. Trump appointed him in the first place back in 2017. Yeah, he held his own yesterday. And actually, so did Trump. I just think that it was a show. And now they go back, and the Fed meets next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, at 30th and 31st, whichever day that is. The expectation is they will not cut rates, not with inflation starting to creep up again, according to the last report. Trump will probably go nuts over that, and we'll move on. But, yeah, I think that, put it this way, I think that whole event yesterday will be quickly forgotten.
Yeah. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Go to McClatchyDC.com to read all the content. So the DOJ, for a second day, it seems, is going to talk to Ghislaine Maxwell, and I mean, who knows? I mean, there has been reports that, you know, Trump's mentioned in the files, but that doesn't mean anything of guilt. He ended his relationship, and they did have a relationship for years before that. So that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And, you know, in terms of moving this story forward, I find it kind of interesting that now all of a sudden it's Democrats who want all the truth coming out. I mean, the partisan element of this is kind of hysterical.
Well, it's a tough story to get your arms around. We've been trying all week because, yeah, Democrats want everything out. There are a lot of Republicans who want everything out. As you know, the House left a day early rather than deal with this. The question is, how much longer will this controversy go on? Because the thinking in the House among Republican leaders, they saw a lot of them, the rank-and-file Republicans, wanted hearings on this. They wanted to know more. They actually did vote to issue some subpoenas yesterday. They wanted to get out of there. But so the question around Washington is, does this mean the story now goes on for 6 weeks? Does this mean every Friday you and I are going to be talking about this? Or, like most news events this year, is this sort of a 1-2 week wonder, and next week we'll be on to talking about Fed rates and who knows what else? I don't know.
Well, I mean, not to that you asked and not to editorialize, but if a lot of people in the MAGA sphere, you know, didn't just accept that, I don't know, release from the DOJ and the president saying we're still talking about it and still pursued it, makes me feel like it does have legs. But I'm not sure if it should or why, but it seems like it probably will.
I think it does. Of course, I come at it journalistically, but yeah, I think it does, because we've seen this before. I mean, where, I don't want to say cover up, but, you know, disclose what's in there. The longer this festers, the more suspicious, the more we get leaks. We got another leak this morning. You know, that's a third of the week on this. It just goes on and on. The more the talk shows talk about it, especially in a vacuum, because you got Congress, the House is gone, the Senate leaves next Thursday or Friday for the summer, so you're going to have a whole month there, yeah, with nothing going on in Washington.
I mean,
so I think, you know,
for better or worse, if they say they release everything and there's not a lot in it, people will believe the deep state is protecting it still. Like, unless there's some bombshells, people will never be satisfied on the story. That's just my opinion. By the way, I just want to thank Chris in Riverton. He won a 4-pack of tickets to the Yard Goats on Tuesday. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. You know, this DNI stuff with Tulsi Gabbard, a lot of it seems like stuff we already knew. I do think that, and again, you don't have to comment if you don't want to. I mean, I don't doubt that there were people in the Obama administration who really wanted to undermine the Trump administration. I don't doubt that. Whether any of it rose to illegality or whether it went all the way to the top, I don't know. But I'm curious what people off camera, off mic, are saying about this particular story.
Well, the Republicans say sort of what you just did, you know. They want to know more. They don't think there was some huge conspiracy that he was treasonous as the president in charge. But they want to know more. Who said what to whom? Democrats are fierce that this is just a way of distracting from the Epstein controversy. Maybe it is. But I want to know more. I want to know what happened. Now, we have reports. The Mueller report back in 2019, we had a Senate Intelligence Committee report, a bipartisan report a year later, that detailed all of this alleged Russia collusion, and in fact that there was no collusion, that there were a lot of conversations the Trump people had, but that never quite got to the point where they were working arm in arm. But how much did the Democrats try to influence this, steer this? Well, again, this has been gone over, and there's no concrete evidence of that. So why are we bringing this up now, 9 years later? People want to know, again, it goes back to transparency. Do people think there's going to be some shocking revelation that's going to suddenly, you know, provide criminal charges against someone? No. Do they want to know more? Sure.
Can I ask you really quickly? We got about a minute left. France says it's going to acknowledge the Palestinian state. The images of these children in Gaza are very difficult to see, and it's a tough situation. Is there anything in terms of support of Israel or support of Netanyahu that's going to change on the American side?
You know, you would think so, but I've heard nothing about that all week. And I've been at the Capitol all week. We'll see what happens next week, because, as you say, you can't ignore, no matter where you stand, you can't ignore these images. So let's see. That'll be a topic for us, I think, next Friday.
Anything else happening on your end?
Well, yeah, October 1st, if they don't pass a budget, the government shuts down. And again, the Senate's in for one more week, and then they're not back till September 2nd. So here we go.
Jeez. They take a lot of vacation.
They claim they're in their districts working. Yeah. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Hey, if you're on the Hill and you see the Larson folks, ask them how nervous they are about all these primary stuff. I'm curious.
You know what? Yeah. Larson's always easy to talk to.
Yeah, so. He is. Yeah. Listen, David, have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
Pleasure. Talk to you next week.
David Lightman.